Thanks for joining us for today's edition of the Portland Christian Center podcast. This week, Pastor Ray Noah shared a special Christmas message titled, If Christ Had Not Been Born. Now here's Pastor Ray.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday to you, and welcome to Portland Christian Center's live stream service. The fact that I'm sitting in the lobby and you're not here in the sanctuary and I'm in the sanctuary means that we have been snowed out and you've been snowed in, or for some other reason we're not able to be together today, but we are going to have church today via the modern marvels of the internet. So thank you for joining us for this worship service. You know, in any service we have typical elements. You observe those every Sunday. We do singing. We lift our praise and our worship to the Lord through song, and we're going to try to have these elements today. However, we're not going to be singing today. I wouldn't do that to you. This is the season to be jolly, and I don't want to destroy that. Although, if enough requests come in, maybe at the end of this live stream, I will do that. We also pray in the service, and so we're going to do that today as we begin. And then we receive offerings as a part of our worship. And so I'm going to encourage you to, as a part of our church website, pcctoday.com, that you would make an offering to the church as you normally do and be generous as in your investment with us. Obviously, we're not meeting today and that could affect our giving, but the ministry of the church goes on, our building needs, our staff needs, and so I would just encourage you to stay faithful and generous and help us out even though we're not here today. And so we're going to encourage you to give an offering. And then also, we're going to look into the Word of God. That's an important part of what we do in any church service. And so in a moment, I want to bring to you some thoughts that I hope will be an encouragement to you. So I just encourage you to relax, stay in your pajamas if you'd like, grab a cup of coffee, get a donut, and to do whatever you need to do to be comfortable. But we are going to experience God, I believe, in these moments together. So why don't we begin with just a word of prayer? Would you bow your heads with me and allow me to pray for us and over you? So, Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that we have together today. We couldn't be at church today. We didn't plan for that. But, Lord, you know all things. You are the sovereign God. You change the times and the seasons. And while you might not have planned this, you planned for this. And so for this reason, reasons may be known to you, you have something special for us today that's different and unique. And so I pray that you would visit us during our time together. I also want to pray for everyone listening to this live stream today, that whatever the need in their life might be, that you would reach down and touch them and encourage them, uplift them, empower them, bring them hope. I pray for healing for those that really need a touch from you. I pray that even though we're at a distance from one another, that your Spirit would be present, would bind us together. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would just release the power of God into our lives today, that we could experience your best, whatever you have for us today. And so I pray that as a result of us doing this today and doing it this way today, that we would have a sense that you have been with us. And Lord, I pray that as we look into your word today, as we consider what your word has to say to us, that we would be inspired and we would be instructed. And I pray that because of this, that our lives really would be pointed in a direction that you are calling us to go. And that because we obediently step out to follow you, that our lives would be better and that your name would be glorified through our lives. So God be with us, we pray. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Well, several years ago, I remember reading a Christmas card, and the card was unique. It was a little bit longer of a card, a lot of narrative on it. And the title of the card was, If Christ Had Not Come. If Christ Had Not Come. And the card represented the story of a pastor who got up early one Sunday morning. It happened to be Christmas morning, and he got up very early in the morning, like I often do, to prepare for his sermon. But in the process of being up early and preparing, he fell into a deep sleep. He went into a trance. And while he was in this trance-like state, he had a dream, a very compelling and a very clear dream. And the dream was about if Christ had not come, if Christ had not been born. And it was such a real dream that he found himself in this state trying to find evidence that Christ had indeed come. And so he began to wander around his home looking for evidence that the birth of Christ had occurred. And as he looked, he couldn't find anything. There were no stockings on the hearth. There was no decorated Christmas tree with ornaments, with presents underneath, awaiting for Christmas Day and family together to exchange gifts. There was nothing, no wreaths, no bells. There was no Christ to come to give joy, to give comfort, to bring salvation. And he was very, very disturbed by this. In fact, he kind of was beginning to get a little bit depressed, and he was realizing the gravity of the situation. He decided to get up and to go from his study outside to the streets. And as he walked outside, he looked down the street toward where his church would have been. He lived close to his church, and there was no church. There was no spire pointing people heavenward. There were no worshipers beginning together on Christmas Sunday to bring their gifts to the Lord, to come to sing carols about Christ's birth, to offer gratitude to God for his love of sending Jesus to us. There was nothing at all. And so he immediately turned back in, went into his house, and he went into his office, and he sat down, and he looked up at the shelves, and he realized that there were no books on the shelves that had anything to do with Jesus. They had suddenly disappeared. And as he was letting this sink in, there came a knock at the door. So he got up from his study. He went over to the door to open it to see who was there. And when he opened the door, he saw there was a little boy who was standing there. The boy's cheeks were stained with dried tears. And he looked down at the boy and he said, "Son, what do you want? What do you need?" And the boy said, "Pastor, will you come to my house? My mom, my poor mom, is about to die. She is on her deathbed. Would you come and would you pray with her? Would you offer her comfort?" And so the man, realizing the gravity of the situation, went with the little boy, put his coat on, and went with the boy through the streets to their home. And they went into the child's home and into the mother's bedroom, and she was lying there on her deathbed. She was indeed just at the end of life. It was very obvious. And so the pastor decided to do what pastors are trained to do, that is to offer comfort and hope to the dying. And so he said to this lady, he said, "I think I have something that will bring you comfort in this condition that you're in. Let me share this with you." And so he opened his Bible, looking for the New Testament to find a special passage, a passage of hope and salvation and eternal life to give to this woman. And as he opened the Bible and he looked into it, there was no gospel. There was no New Testament. There was no words of cheer, no words of comfort, no Savior, no eternal life, no hope, no healing, no heaven. Nothing was not there, because this was a world in which Christ had not been born. Christ had not come. And so within hours, this woman indeed passed away. And a few days later, he stood beside her coffin at the funeral service to memorialize her. And as he began to speak to the people, there were no words of comfort. There were no words of hope. There were no words of life after death, nothing about salvation and forgiveness and eternal life and heaven forever, because this was a world in which Christ had not been born. This was a world in which Jesus had not come. Can you imagine, friends, a world like that? I mean, can you imagine a world, living in a world in which Jesus had not been born? No Christmas, nothing to cheer, nothing to celebrate at that time of the year. Can you imagine a world like that? That was the kind of world that the prophet Isaiah lived in. A world of hopelessness, a world of darkness, a world of sadness, a world that there wasn't much to cheer about for God's people. They were living in a very desperate time. And the Holy Spirit inspired Isaiah to offer some words of hope to the people. This was about 700 years before Jesus was actually born. And in Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah prophesied about the coming of the Messiah. And I want to share these words of hope with you. These are some of my favorite words in the Bible about the birth of Christ, prophecy about his birth. And listen to these moving words. Isaiah wrote in chapter 9, verses 1 through 7, he said, "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You, O Lord, have enlarged the nation and increase their joy. They rejoice before you as a people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder, for you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Every warrior's boot that was used in battle, every garment that was rolled in blood will be destined for the burning. It will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Friends, you and I are living in that time that Isaiah referred to as from that time on and forever. We have been the recipients of a gift so great, so awesome, so amazing in the coming of Christ, in the birth of Jesus, that I don't think we will ever fully comprehend it. And we are so blessed to be living in the age of God's grace and in a world into which Christ did come, in which Christ was born, to bring the light and the life of God to man who had been living in darkness, and to bring the good news of eternal life through the birth and the death of Jesus Christ the Lord. You know, the Apostle Paul, in a passage that people often don't associate with Christmas, with Advent, talked about that time in Galatians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. This is what he wrote. He said, that world of spiritual darkness was the way it was with us before Christ came. We were enslaved to the dark forces of this world. But when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born into the same human conditions that you and I are subject to. God sent Him to buy freedom for us so that we could be brought into the family of God as His very own children, and thereby blessed with all the good gifts that He has for those who love Him. Thank God Christ did come. Thank God Jesus was born. You know, someone once said that the best gift ever, the best gift in the whole wide world, was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Hallelujah, Jesus was born. Christ was God's gift of love to you and to me and to the whole world. I think John chapter 3, verse 16, the most famous verse in all the Bible, sums it up best. This is what it says. In fact, I would encourage you to quote this with me. I'm going to use the King James Version translation because that's the one that I memorized when I was growing up. So if you'd like, just say it with me right now. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a gift, the best gift ever, the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, before, as we end this live stream and before you go on to do whatever you're going to do today, I would encourage you to talk with the people that you're with, your family, your friends, whoever you're watching this live stream with, and talk about what those gifts are. I'm going to mention just two or three of them, but you know, there are so many gifts that come to us by virtue of Jesus having been born that time doesn't permit in this live stream for me to mention all of those. We would be here all day long talking about that, but I want to encourage you to have a conversation around the table, around the TV, around the computer with those that you're with, and just talk about the gifts that really have impacted you the most, or the ones that are impacting you in this moment as you think about that, and impacting the gratitude in your heart for what God did by sending Jesus and by proving His love to you through the birth of His Son. But let me just mention just two or three of those gifts that come by virtue of Christ's birth. These are the big ones, so I'm going to take these off the table. You can't use them as you discuss this with those that you're around. But how about forgiveness? Oh my goodness, the gift of forgiveness. You know, before Christ came, there was no forgiveness. There was sacrifices and offerings that some people could offer, but it really didn't last. It didn't work. It didn't wipe away their sins. But God sent Jesus to be our forgiver. You know, the angel said to the shepherds that today in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. The angel told Joseph, who was wondering about his fiancée Mary being pregnant with a child before they were married, and he was concerned about that, and the angel said to him, listen, don't be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for what's conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And when the child is born, you are to name him Jesus. The Old Testament name is Joshua or Yeshua, which means a Savior. He will save his people from their sins. You know, God sent Jesus to do for us what we couldn't do for ourselves, and that is to forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. Thank God, my sins, past, present, and even sins in the future are already atoned for by God's gift of Jesus Christ. You know, we need a forgiver because we're fallen. We were born into sin. We have a sin nature, and we sin. Some of us early and often. And that's why we need Jesus. What a gift God has given us. A forgiver, a Savior, and a Lord. Well, you know, another of the special gifts that we receive through the birth of Jesus is to be made right with God. Because we were sinners, we were separated from God. You know, God is perfect. He's holy. He's pure in His righteousness. And in His presence, He can tolerate no sin. And so apart from Christ being the atonement for us, we had no hope. On our best day, we had no hope of being made right with God. But Jesus came as the perfect gift, the perfect sacrifice for us. He became our perfection so that we don't have to, so that through His perfection, we can come into the very perfect presence of God as His dearly loved children. I think of the verse that Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 5, verse 21, talking of Jesus and a sacrifice. He said, for God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin. Some versions say, some translations say, became a sin offering, but the Greek says He became sin so that we, through Him, could be the righteousness of God in Christ. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin, so that through His sacrifice, we could be made right with God. And so through this wonderful gift of Christ's birth, we have been brought into the family of God. For God so loved the world, He loved you and He loved me. John also says, beloved, now we are the children of God. That is what we are because of the gift of Christ's birth. And then, finally, I would mention that because of forgiveness and because we've been made right with God, we have been given the gift of eternal life. Oh my goodness, once this life is over, we are guaranteed life forever. And so we don't have to live with a fear of dread. We don't have to live with a fear of death. We don't have to live with any sense of hopelessness that there's nothing after this. This life is all there is. I mean, we actually look forward to the life to come. It is the gift of eternal life. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What amazing gifts that we have been given because Christ did come, because we live in a world into which Christ was born. And I just want to encourage you that you appropriate those gifts for yourself. If you've never done that personally, I mean, I know you're watching this, and I guess we all would assume that you are saved because you're watching, because you do have a relationship with God. But if you've never personally appropriated this gift, I would encourage you to. I talked to a woman recently who said, you know, I grew up in a church going home. I went to a parochial school, but I never understood. In all those years, I never understood that it needed to be a personal decision, a personal request that I made to God, a personal acceptance of God's gift through Jesus Christ. And she said, you know, it was when I realized that I had to personally appropriate this, that I realized, that I experienced that moment of salvation. And so I encourage you to do that today. But more than that, if you already are saved, listen, The gift of God is still available to you today. Sure, you already have forgiveness and you've been made right with God and you're going to heaven, but you know, the Bible also says that this birth that we're talking about and the name of Jesus, not only is he to be named Jesus, which means Savior, but he was also called Emmanuel. His name will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And you know, God is with us today, not just back then at that event, but God is with us today. And he's with you today. He's with you in your home. He's with you in your time of need. And he waits to be wanted. He waits to be asked. And I would encourage you to reappropriate the gift of your Messiah this morning as we conclude this prayer, conclude this live stream. I think it'd be appropriate for us to do that before you go on with your day, before you turn the TV on to watch your favorite football team and root for them. And you know, if you don't know who to root for, email me and I will tell you who you should be rooting for. Before you have brunch or lunch together, before you, some of you may try to brave the icy weather and go outside and then maybe go shopping at a mall. Although if you couldn't come to church today, you probably shouldn't be found in a mall, so you and the Lord can deal with that one. But before we do anything else, I think it would be appropriate to pray, and not only to ask God for this amazing gift all over again, but I think just to offer gratitude for this amazing gift as well. My, this world that we live in, that Christ came into, wow, how grateful ought we to be. When you think about the alternative, if he had never come, we would be in that world that Isaiah described, the people living in darkness, in the land of the shadow of death. But we're not, because we have the gift of a Savior born in Bethlehem, Emmanuel. God is with us. Now let's pray. So Father, I thank you for this amazing story that we rehearse every year at Christmas time, the story of Christ's birth, the story of your love. Lord, I thank you that you have made yourself available. You have come close to us through Jesus because we couldn't get close to you because of our sin, our imperfection, our fallenness. You bridged the gap and you came to be with us to give us your gift of love, to give us forgiveness, to make us right with you, to give us the gift of eternal life. And I am just so grateful for that. I pray for anyone listening to this live stream who has not made that decision personally to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. I pray that even right now, that they would confess their sins before you. They would admit that they're a sinner. They would invite Jesus into their heart to be their Lord and their Savior. And from this day forward, as they open their life up to you, that you would give them the strength through your Holy Spirit to live every day for the rest of their lives for you, with Jesus as both Lord and Savior of their lives. And I thank you, God, that anyone who's doing that in this moment is by faith receiving the gift of eternal life. Thank you for that, Father. Lord, I also thank you for everyone who is watching this live stream right now, that Lord, they may have needs in their lives that they cannot resolve. Maybe there's a problem they're facing. Maybe there's a relationship that has been strained, if not fractured. Maybe there are financial issues in their lives. Maybe there's a physical challenge. Lord, I just proclaim today that you are Emmanuel. You have come to be with us through Jesus Christ by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so you are with us. You are very close to us. You're near us and you're taking on our needs right now. And I pray that you would bring encouragement and hope to people just with that knowledge. And I pray that even literally, physically, financially, relationally, that something would happen. There would be a breakthrough to provision through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that before we go on into this day to whatever other activity we may have, that we would just stop, and even right now, we would say, thank you, God, that Jesus did come. We celebrate that. We offer our praise. We offer our gratitude to you. We are eternally grateful for this amazing, wonderful, indescribable gift. Thank you that we live in a world into which Christ came, into which Christ was born. We pray this. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And God bless all of you. Thank you for watching today. Hopefully, we'll be back together next week. I encourage you to enjoy your day and be safe if you do go outside. Stay warm and cozy. And I look forward to being with you the next time. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening to this week's edition of the Portland Christian Center podcast. If you want more information about the ministries of Portland Christian Center or have a prayer need, please visit us online at pcctoday.com. Thanks for listening.